CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 22nd of November 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Spectrum Forum meeting details published. Help wanted for eclipse propagation tests. GB1 NHS on the air over Christmas. The reports, presentations and minutes from the 2020 RSGB Spectrum Forum annual meeting are now available. The material provides a wide-ranging overview of topics across EMC, HF, VHF and microwave, from both the Society and nationally affiliated special interest groups. Presentations include updates on Ofcom's EMF proposals, IARU 2021 band plans, VHF innovation and WRC 23 pressure on 23 SEMS band. Several reports include the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic driving on-air activity. The reports are online on the RSGB's own website. Ham SCI is looking for amateur radio operators around the world to help collect propagation data during the 14th of December eclipse across South America. Data collection requires an HF radio connected to a computer. There'll be a 24-hour practice run on the 5th of December. The main data recording will run from the 9th to the 16th to ensure an abundance of control data. Details of the experiment is at www.hamsci.org. Click on the Projects tab. As part of the RSGB and NHS Get on the Air for Christmas, the NHS amateur radio station GB1 NHS will be on the air on Sunday the 20th of December and Wednesday the 30th of December. It'll be hosted at the RSGB's National Radio Centre, so make a note to listen out for it on those days. Please note that the NRC is still closed to visitors and the operators will be following all national and local COVID-19 guidelines to ensure the safety of volunteers. The Society is also delighted that Ofcom is supporting the use of /NHS as a suffix to call signs during the campaign, which runs from Saturday the 19th of December to Saturday the 9th of January. The RSGB's GB2RS News Service is looking for a new volunteer manager. The position involves appointing and liaising with GB2RS newsreaders, managing schedules and notices of variation, as well as working closely with editorial staff at headquarters. For more information, please contact the RSGB General Manager's Department via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Bob, G3VCA, reports that an ICOM IC7100 has gone missing from RAF Waddington ARC station. The serial number is 03001813. If you have any news of it, particularly if you see it offered for sale, please email G3VCA via robert@piewipe.co.uk. The damaged 305-metre radio telescope at Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico will be decommissioned due to safety concerns. One of its support cables broke in August, and before repairs could be put in place, a second broke earlier in November. The decommissioning plan focuses only on the 305-metre telescope and is intended to safely preserve other parts of the observatory. The VHF Contest Committee has a consultation open right now looking for feedback on some possible rule changes for 2021. The closing date has been extended to midnight on Sunday the 29th of November. If you haven't already responded and you're interested in VHF contesting, we'd really appreciate a few minutes of your time. You'll find it on surveymonkey.co.uk under VHF CC20. South Dublin Radio Club has uploaded its latest video to the club's YouTube channel. It's called Signals from Outer Space, Make Your Own Antenna to Get Images from Weather Satellites. It's designed as a beginner's radio project and instructs viewers on how to construct a very simple V-dipole for 137 MHz, demonstrating how it can be used along with basic software-defined receiver and computer in order to decode images from passing NOAA weather satellites. Now, the special news, the special event news, members of UBA section KTK will be active as OP0 Peace, that's P-E-A-C-E, until the 30th of November, commemorating the end of World War I. QSL via the operator's instructions a log search on Club Log. 4U2 Stay Home is the special call sign reactivated by the Vienna International Centre Amateur Radio Contest DX Club until the 31st of December, QSL via UA3DX Direct or via the Bureau. The Belgian regulator is again issuing special call signs during its second nationwide lockdown. The call signs are valid until at least the 13th of December. They include the call signs such as 004UZ Leuven, that's L-E-U-V-E-N, 007 Stay at Home, sorry, I'll say that again, 007 Stay Home, OQ20 LIFE, and OQ5 Be Clever, and OR1 Life. There are many more on the list. See the station's entry in QRZ.com for details. Now for the DX News, or Ali, EP3CQ will be back in Mogadishu in Somalia for 2 months. In his spare time, he'll be operating most DFT8 on various bands at 6 Oscar 100. QSL Direct, as per the details on QRZ.com. I'm just looking at that call sign again. I think it's actually 6 Oscar 1 Oscar Oscar. Not what I said before. Now, for the contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules due to lockdown and social distancing. It may differ in different parts of the world. RSGB tells you to follow your own national and local government's advice current. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 Metre Contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only. The exchange is your 6-character locator. Thursday, it's the Autumn Series Contest from 2000 to 2130 UTC, using CW only on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next week, it's the CQ Worldwide DXCW Contest. It runs for 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 28th. To 2359 on the 29th, on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report in your CQ zone, and for the UK that is at number 14, zone 14. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week wasn't bad for HF propagation, but probably not as good as the previous period. The solar flux index remained in the mid to high 70s. The upside was that we had quiet geomagnetic conditions, which helped settle the ionosphere. The result was the maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometres remained quite high, with 12-metre openings often being the case. There was even the occasional long-distance opening on 10 metres, including SSB contacts with Australia, especially with better-equipped stations. Next week may be better. A sunspot group 2783 rotates into an Earth-facing position. NOAA predicts the SFI will remain in the range 70 to 75, but this could easily be exceeded if sunspot 2783 becomes more active. Unfortunately, geomagnetic conditions may not be as favourable next week because of a large coronal hole on the sun's surface. NOAA predicts the KP index could rise to 4 on Sunday the 22nd of November and again on the 24th and 25th. Things could then settle down with a maximum KP index of 2 just in time for the CQ Worldwide CW contest on the weekend of the 28th and 29th. so it looks as though the latter half of the week will be better for HF propagation than the first. Now for VHF and up, this is often regarded as an unsettled time of year, but it can occasionally bring quite settled weather typical of high-pressure systems. Unfortunately, there's again no real sign of any substantial high pressure, other than the occasional brief ridge between successive lows and their fronts. Like last week, any high pressure is likely to be closer to southern Britain and over the continent, therefore favouring southern England to France and Biscay for the more optimistic operators. It's another week to look for gigahertz band rain scatter, with much variability expected in its timing. It's best to follow events via the daily forecast to find the most likely opportunities. There have been a few out-of-season sporadic-y events on 10 metres and 6 metres in the past, so it's never safe to assume that there's only a summer season for sporadic-y. Admittedly, it's not usually a great response in November, but it can and it does happen. Just one minor meteor shower this coming week, the November Orionids peak on the 28th, with a zenithal hourly rate of just 3. Moon declination goes positive again on Wednesday, so visibility windows will lengthen all week. With the moon approaching apogee on Friday, path losses are at their highest. 144 megs sky noise is low all week, but rising above 300 Kelvin from Thursday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And it's all from me also. Until next week. Just the proviso to welcome any new listeners. We understand are listening from the continent and around the world.